We're going to be looking at the subject tonight, praying in the wrong direction. Is that possible? I came across an interesting article regarding worshipers at a Turkish mosque that had been praying the wrong way for over 40 years. The mosque was located in the country's west in the town of Surigan, and the mosque was built incorrectly in 1981. This article occurred in a Turkish newspaper called the Hürriyet Daily News. It was also reprinted in a British newspaper in London on February the 19th of this year, the Daily Mail, and basically it restates the fact that this mosque was built incorrectly. There's a new imam, his name is Isa Kaya. He addressed the rumors of the design flaw, and he consulted with the local muftises, the village elders, in other words, and they said the mihrab, which is a niche built into the mosque's wall to indicate the direction of Mecca, was actually facing the wrong way. And it's been this way for the last 40 years. It's thought that the mistake was a relic from the old mosque, so villagers may have been praying in the wrong direction for much more than 40 years, because they were basically following the directional schematic of the previous building. Well, anyway, the faith says that prayers should be directed, of course, towards the Kaaba. The Kaaba is the house of worship built by Abraham and Ishmael. And the location, the Kaaba, basically sits in the center of Islam's most sacred site in Mecca. So, you know how they solved this whole thing? About, you know, here these Muslims have been praying in the wrong direction all this time. So, as a temporary solution, the new imam laid down arrows of white tape to point his flock in the right direction towards Mecca. They explained the situation to their congregation, and most of them have reacted positively towards the solution, they stated. Their prayers, which are said five times a day, are now being prayed in the right direction as the Quran instructs. And I asked myself this question, you know, isn't it wonderful that we don't have to be worried about what direction we're facing at when we go to the Lord in prayer? As a matter of fact, you can face north, south, east, and west. You can pray from a sick bed. The Lord is an ever-present help in time of need. But then on closer reflection, I thought, you know, sometimes we can pray the wrong way. But I'm not speaking geographically. I'm speaking about spiritually. There are times when we pray in the wrong direction spiritually. For instance, the Lord gives us direction that we are to pray in Jesus' name. How many individuals really fail to pray in Jesus' name? Now, I understand that if a sincere heart prays to God as a believer, the Lord is going to hear that sincere prayer. But nonetheless, I believe that we as believers who know the Word of God and have sought to study the Word of God and follow the Word of God, we know the significance of praying in the name of Jesus, because it is through His avenue and His authority that we can come before the presence of God. So when I say we're to pray in the right direction, it's possible to pray in the wrong direction. We are to pray in the name of Jesus. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. So while we thank the Lord that we can pray in any geographic direction, the Lord sets for us three spiritual principles regarding our prayers. When we pray to the Lord, we are to pray in Jesus' name. Now, that phrase, in Jesus' name, is not a mantra. It's not some type of a vain repetition like, thank you, Lord, for the food we eat. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Or some type of a ritualistic prayer that people come up with characteristically at the dinner table without even thinking of the words. Believe it or not, I've been in some prayer services where people actually began praying and they prayed for food and they were in a prayer meeting. Now, why that happened, I don't know. Maybe they were looking forward to eating dinner and they didn't have a chance before coming to church. But look at John 14 and verse 13. Whatsoever ye shall ask, John 14:13, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I believe, and I've always made it a practice because I grew up in a good Bible-believing church like most of you did, but I've always practiced to close my prayer in Jesus' name I pray. Now, that's not a mantra. It's not a ritual at all. It is a conviction, and it is my rite of passage. And I claim that not because I fear that God wouldn't hear me if I eliminated it, but I want to be accurate as the Lord says. Look at John chapter 15 and verse 16. You have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. Now, I do realize that the concept of in the name of Jesus, when the disciples said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, that really is another way of saying in the authority of Jesus, because of him and his personhood. But nonetheless, look at chapter 16, John 16, verse 23. Hear the Lord speaking of the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit would come to indwell permanently believers. In that day, that's the day of Pentecost, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. And then verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So, when we were beginning our message, we talked about the congregation in Turkey that was praying in the wrong direction for over 40 years. It's not a matter of geography, but the Lord tells us the direction of our prayers ought to be the right direction, and that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. But there's also another possibility of praying in the wrong direction, and that is found in 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14. It's possible to pray in the wrong direction when we pray for the wrong things. When we pray for the wrong things. 1 John 5, verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. I'm thankful to the Lord that there are sometimes unanswered prayers. There's an old country western song. One of the greatest blessings sometimes is unanswered prayer, because we oftentimes don't know how to ask. I was looking in my files some time back, and I ran across a devotional illustration that Benjamin used at Central Florida Bible Church back in May of 2002, Brother Dell. And in his little illustration that he gave, he mentioned about an illustration about his brother, Jimmy. It's always nice when you can use sermon illustrations and use your brother as as the topic, you know, that can be fatal as well. But nonetheless, he mentioned about Jimmy, and he gave the story. One time, Jimmy came to Dad and said, "Dad, I want to be a cowboy someday. And Dad, when I grow up, if you don't mind, rather than anything else, I'd like for you to buy me a big ranch and buy me a ranch where I can be a cowboy." Well, in the sermon illustration that Ben gave, Jimmy grew up, and later on he said, "Dad, I'd like to go to college. And I was just wondering if maybe you could help me a little bit along with my work where I could go to college." And Dad told Jimmy, "Well, Jimmy, I would help you to go to college, but the problem is I bought that ranch that you asked me to buy you. You remember when you wanted to be a cowboy?" And Benjamin finished the illustration by saying, "Isn't it wonderful that sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers when we're so immature and we don't understand the true nature of what we're going to be, what we're going to do?" And you see, sometimes we pray for the wrong things. And sometimes God answers according to his will. And you know, that's a beautiful safeguard. It's a shut-off switch. If you have something overheating in your electrical system in your house, what happens to the electrical box? It cuts off. The breaker cuts it off. Isn't that a protection? It's a protection for us. Well, sometimes the Lord, he does not answer a prayer because it's for our protection. And we oftentimes fail to pray wisely. And we need to trust in the Lord and his will. We can pray in the wrong direction, certainly by praying for the wrong things, but also praying for the wrong motives. Take a look at James chapter 4 and verse 3. Let's not be too critical of those who prayed in the wrong direction. Sometimes we as believers can do so spiritually. Well, here, James 4 and verse 3, it says here, "You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss," okay, with an evil heart, with a carnal motive. "We ask amiss that we may consume it upon our lusts." How many times do we pray for something and it's actually a carnal desire on our part? I don't have to go into details, but I've had people come up to me and say, "Oh, my wife and I prayed about it and we bought this $50,000 SUV. And you know real well that they couldn't afford it. And you know real well, you really wonder how much they really prayed about it. But when it was repossessed 3 months later through lack of payment, for some reason, I guess the will of the Lord changed." Well, we have to be careful about asking amiss that we consume it upon our lusts. Maybe our neighbors got a hold of that, bought an SUV, and we kind of started looking at ours, and we started thinking, "Well, you know, mine doesn't reflect the sun like his does across the street, and I'm having trouble keeping up with the Joneses." So what is the main theme? Again, the message title, praying in the wrong direction. We began our message illustrating how these band of Muslims had built a mosque for over 40 years, and they were praying in the wrong direction. But you know, thank the Lord that it's not a matter of geography, but the Lord does want us to follow the teachings. And as we gather together, whether it's collectively here in prayer or individually, pray in Jesus' name. Pray not for the wrong things, but seeking his will. Now, somebody likes to quote, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart." Well, you know what? If we are yielding ourselves to the Lord, and we seek to have the mind of Christ, we're going to delight in those things that the Lord delights in, don't you think? It's not going to be a name it and claim it, keep up with the Joneses mentality in our prayers. Sometimes the Lord changes your wanter as well, and I am thankful for that. So remember, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the will of the Lord, not for the wrong things, and pray for the right motives as we go to the Lord in prayer. Let's bow our heads together, and then I have some very critical, important prayer requests to share with you. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Father, for the instruction that you provide for us in coming before your presence through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you have extended the scepter whereby we can come before your throne of grace. Lord, we pray that you would draw us close to you, that we would find peace and know, Lord, that your delays are not your denials, and we're to pray for your will. We're to pray, Father, for the right motives in our requests. So, Lord, bless us as we go to prayer tonight and share special needs within our flock. In Jesus' name, amen.